Benjamin's mention of Jane Goodall sent us searching through our archives, looking for our last interview with her. Here's a short excerpt of Steve's interview.
Did you find yourself wondering what was happening inside the mind of a chimpanzee?
Constantly. I still maintain, if I could be inside the mind of a chimpanzee for just a few minutes, I would learn more about them than another goodness knows how many years of study, because we can guess what they're thinking, but how do they think? Are they thinking in pictures? How do you think without words? I spent ages thinking about that, wondering about it.
Were there any particular moments when you felt like you had a better understanding of that?
One moment was very, very special, and that was when I was sitting in the forest with David Greybeard, and I picked up a fruit and held it out to him, and he turned his head away, and I put my hand closer, and he turned, looking directly into my eyes. He reached out, took the fruit, dropped it. He really didn't want it. And then he very gently squeezed my hand, which is how chimpanzees reassure each other. And so in that moment, we communicated in a way that seems to predate words, perhaps in a way that was used by our own common ancestor millions of years ago. And it was an extraordinary feeling. It was bridging these two worlds.
Sounds like you're very drawn to this whole idea of somehow knowing the world without language, without words.
I am fascinated by it. I always have been thinking. I mean, we think with words. And when we don't think with words, I think we come close to what mystics might describe as a mystical experience, because I don't think that words would come into that.
Primatologist Jane Goodall. You can find the full conversation with Goodall, along with hundreds of other interviews, on our website at ttbook.org.